with a hunger for fame and a face and a name to remember.
It's a little ironic that the biggest selling original cast recording on the charts right now is from a Broadway show that doesn't technically exist. As anyone knows who's ever caught an episode of NBC's Theater World soap opera Smash, the Marilyn Monroe-themed Broadway show at the center of the series is a big, splashy musical called Bombshell. After a season and a half watching the various writers, producers, directors, actors, dancers, and singers try to get the show opened on the Great White Way, fans have finally been given what they wanted the most, the original cast recording of Bombshell. A show within a show that, as proven on TV, has some of the best music ever written for the stage, even if it wasn't actually written for the stage, but for television.
On the benches, it's Marilyn.
I just got a date.
She's just got a date.
With baseball's Chilton Chow.
That lucky is so-and-so.
So run me round the bases, put me through my paces, and teach me all the things a slugger's lover should know.
Original cast recordings, don't call them soundtracks, that's for the movies, have fallen off the charts in recent years. So how funny is it that Bombshell, a hit album about a fake show, might actually reignite interest in the music of Broadway? So the big question is, real or fake, is Bombshell, the original cast recording, really any good? Yeah, it is. With songs by Mark Shaiman and Scott Whitman, who wrote the music for the Broadway show Hairspray, the make-believe album has plenty of vocal razzle-dazzle, with Marilyn Monroe played by American Idol's Catherine McPhee and Broadway actress Megan Hilty, and appearances by Broadway stars Bernadette Peters and Christian Borle. Taken apart from the television show, which is frustratingly incoherent at times, the music works. Marilyn's life story moves through chapters, each defined by one of the famous men she came into contact with, producer Daryl Zanuck, Joe DiMaggio, Arthur Miller, and John F. Kennedy, each of who get at least one duet with Marilyn. The songs range from pop ballads such as Let Me Be Your Star, clearly aimed at being the hit of the show, to splashy ensemble numbers like National Pastime, a coy celebration of both baseball and sex, and the clever Don't Say Yes Until I'm Finished Talking, in which Daryl Zanuck establishes himself as the villain of the show. With 22 songs on the album, there's a bit of filler, but pound for pound, there's a lot of good music here. The most heartbreaking song is Marilyn's late lament, Secondhand White Baby Grand, in which she compares her romantic failures and her hopes for the future to the out-of-tune piano she learned to play music on. The show might be fake, but as Bombshell proves, sometimes fake can be real enough to count. And now there's talk that Bombshell the musical, in a couple of years, really will be heading to Broadway. That's the magic of theater. I'm David Templeton, Second Row Center, for KRCB.